Welcome to the Divine Union Podcast, a place that will invite you to connect to life in all the ways: inner union with self, sacred union in relationship, and oneness with the cosmos. An invitation to expand your edges so you can live this life fully with all of your being. I'm your host, Nicola Navone. Hello, beautiful people. Both men and women. And this is a topic I am so excited to dive into. I'm so happy to be discussing this topic, speaking about it. It's something I'm really, really passionate about. And the mother wound will be next week. And it's essential for the healing of our humanity, for the healing of our genders, the healing of our humanity, the collective, to understand these wounds that we carry, to understand the conditioning around the collective, how that's impacted our lives, how our own dynamics, familial dynamics, karmic lines have influenced how we show up, how we relate, how we deepen in love and relate in love. And yeah, it's something that is incorporated in one of the books that I'm writing, taking my time with it. You know, it's got to really, it's deep, and it needs to bake and birth itself when it's ready, but I can't wait to dive in. So I would say, please apply this to, if you don't have parents that are in a heterosexual relationship that identify as heterosexual, yeah, identify this with a parent with more masculine energy for this episode. Now, as I speak to the wounds among men and women, I'm going to refer to those who identify as heterosexual because I'd want to acquire more knowledge, yeah, and research on other forms of identification, people who identify differently before speaking to it. First, I want to say, this affects the mother wound, yeah, the father wound, which we're diving into the father wound today. It affects all kids, yeah, when you don't have the loving presence of a parent or of both parents. And so for ease of breaking this down, this very complex topic down, yeah, because I believe we're all mirrors. We all have masculine and feminine energy within. But so for the ease of it, we're going to cover the effects of the father wound on both men and women because it can manifest differently. And in the following episode, we will dive into the mother wound for both men and women. Now, there's also some overlap, yeah? The lines are blurred. It's not cut and dry, but I'm doing my best here. We're doing our best to illuminate the effects of these wounds and how they can manifest for your education, for your reflection. And lastly, I want to say that this topic may activate something in you. Yeah, it's deep. It may be a cause for pause, for reflection. Yeah, it may shift your view on how you view your familial dynamics, how you view yourself. So I want to make sure that only those of you who are prepared and ready to go there dig into this episode. Yeah, and do so with an open heart and an open mind and curiosity without judging. Also, I want to say it's imperative before we dig into this episode that we don't want to blame, shame, or judge our fathers, yeah, for the ways that they parented and the mothers in the next episode. I invite you to approach it, like I said, with curiosity and compassion and sensitivity because these dynamics were impacted by your lineage, yeah, by your karmic lines, by the conditioning of the collective as a whole. And so it's best to practice non-judgment. And again, curiosity, compassion, reflect as you listen to this episode. So what does the father wound mean? The father wound is a lack of a stable masculine figure in your life. Yeah, or lack of a healthy masculine to hold you with safety, with presence, to witness you without judging, to teach you how to cultivate your own inner strength, your own inner confidence and agency over your life. Now, the father wound, it doesn't have to just be lack of a stable masculine figure in your life. It can also be lack of a masculine figure that acknowledges or respects you in your life. Yeah, so someone who was not literally present or someone who didn't accept you for the full scope of who you are. So, I want to speak to the collective. Yeah. So we live in currently a patriarchal and capitalistic society. And when I say patriarchal, I mean, yeah, there's not even distribution of power, let's say, among humanity, among the genders. Yeah. We don't value each other as being the same, as being one. And capitalistic society, yeah, it's one that the economic system is based on private ownership, operating from profit, yeah, looking out for oneself. Now that, I want to just say, this impacts this system, the patriarchal society, the capitalistic society, this impacts both men and women, gender nonconforming individuals. It impacts everybody. We are all a product of the system. This is not about demonizing one gender over the other. I am not a feminist in that way who believes that we demonize. We are all the same. You know, me and my work, we all have both, masculine and feminine. We are all the same, I believe. So it's a product of the system, and we're going to talk about it. Now, with this system, yeah, there are many ideals, false beliefs about what it means to be a man in the world, around what success looks like, yeah? And there's confusion around what does that healthy masculine figure actually look like? And so we currently are rooted in, like, we value independence, yeah? Competition, that's that capitalism. Yeah, it's also the patriarchy, the wounded masculine that impacts us all. Instead of valuing contributing to the whole, yeah, being connected through love and abundance. So we also value, you know, financial means for success instead of other metrics, yeah, based on values, authenticity, quality of life, fulfillment. And again, remember, this impacts both men and women, all individuals, however you identify. Yeah, it's an unhealthy view of the world. It doesn't serve anyone. You know, we consider strength to be those who are non-emotional, who lack sensitivity, who are maybe workhorses, yeah, versus those that are agile and intuitive and sensitive. And how do you have that work-life balance? That's why many of us have a lot of issues with money. Yeah, fear of not having enough money. It's built into the conditioning. And so many men, they feel inadequate by these standards. They're disconnected from themselves. Yeah, it's a system of conditioning that has created the separation from the true nature of who they are, of who we are. So there are many factors that impact the way men are taught to be in the world. Yeah, and this is important to set it up to understand the father wound. And before we go into the father wound, I want to just recap the qualities of, I'm going to call it the unaware or wounded masculine versus the conscious divine masculine. Now, if you want to go into the wounded versus conscious masculine in depth, yeah, check out episode 24 because I go into it in depth. I also talk about the wounded and divine feminine in the following episode. So if you want to deep dive into that, check it out. Yeah. Okay. This is just a recap. So unaware wounded masculine, yeah? Some of those qualities are, and this plays into the father wound, this is conditioning. The unaware wounded masculine is conditioning as to how the world teaches masculine figures to be, yeah? Aversion. So that might be aversion to sensitivity, aversion to emotions, aversion to certain topics, certain kinds of people. Yeah, coming from a place of ego, separation from the whole. That's where the aversion comes. What else? It's avoidance. Yeah, maybe avoidance of certain emotions. That's why they live in the shadow, because we value the light over the dark. Or maybe avoidance of certain topics. Yeah, even the avoidance of certain people. In relationship, I'm going to close. Yeah, because they don't feel fully free. Yeah, a relationship is going to limit my freedom. And versus a divine masculine, they feel free because they know freedom is cultivated within. It's not about your partner limiting your freedom. No, no, no. That's all within you, baby. And learning how to find that within. Other qualities of the wounded masculine, unaware masculine, would be things like anger or rage or bullying or confronting aggressively, right? That competitive nature, that how many of us have seen that? Yeah, it's a fight for who's the top dog. And by the way, many women have wounded masculine. Hello, my finger is raised because been there. Yeah, this is part of my healing journey, healing my wounded masculine, healing, cultivating healthy masculine, and also healing my feminine, cultivating healthy femme. This is why I love this work. This is why it's my dharma to teach this work. It's important for our empowerment. A wounded masculine figure is also unstable. Yeah, they're not reliable. They don't actually deeply trust themselves at a deep subconscious level. And you can't trust them. Yeah, you don't feel a sense of safety because they might say something and do another. Yeah, what else? I'm going to leave it at that for now. So when we think about a healthy masculine figure, how we want to rewire the world, yeah, and ourselves is confidence and freedom. Remember that freedom comes from within, deep confidence, deep knowing of who you are, what you're here to do, how you serve. Intention, they're intentional, meaning what you say. What is the intention behind what you're doing? Holding space. Being able to witness without judging. I'm going to receive you. I don't need to fix you, but I'm going to receive you. I'm going to be support you. I'm going to be accountable. Yeah, you can rely on me. And if I do something or say something that's not in alignment, I will own it. Yeah? Okay. Let's dive in. So, if you lack a healthy masculine figure, yeah, or if you weren't respected by your father, or maybe you were abused, yeah, physically or emotionally. I'm going to start with men, the impact for men, and then I'm going to go into women. For men, yeah. Now, this can different. Remember, all of these different scenarios, it manifests differently. You might experience something if you're into this work that I don't say. Something may not resonate, right? We're not putting people in boxes here, but I'm educating you. So, if your father didn't value you or respect you, or maybe was overbearing or abusive, yeah, as a man, you may repress your masculine. Yeah, you want nothing to do with it. You may actually relate more to your feminine energy. Yeah, so you may repress your anger. Yeah, you may repress that primal energy inside you that may feel destructive. Yeah. And if this is you, you'll know it. You'll feel like, oh, am I expressing? Do I express my anger? Does it come out in the shadows? And often when you repress your anger and you lean more on the femme as a man, yeah, it may come out during sex. Yeah, that anger, that rage energy. You're feeling for that, yeah? And that's why also, oh, I'm going on a little tangent here. Do I want to go there? I'll just say that's why there's that energy of even porn. There's other many ways of conditioning, but we want to ravish our partner, but like ravage our partner versus even David Data talks about this, ravish them in love, deepen in love. Yeah. So the anger isn't channeled in a healthy way, but you may repress it. Yeah. If you lean more in the femme. And then it may come out in sex in the shadows. Now, your relation to your feminine energy isn't a healthy one either. You know why? Because it's a product of necessity. You need to do it to keep yourself safe because you can't compete with the overly masculine father in your life. Yeah. So your relationship to your feminine at a subconscious level or conscious level, it has a little bit of resentment, a little bit of shame. Now, another response to this, if maybe you don't have a father figure that was present in your life or one who was overbearing or didn't value you or respect you, you may go the opposite. You may go hyper-masculine. You may also become aggressive, become angry, become dominant and rebellious as a result. Now, both sides of the spectrum have this feeling of, I need to prove my masculinity. Yeah, because when you don't, if you're a man and you don't have the love of your father, yeah, that puts your own masculinity on fine territory. Yeah, you question it. You need to constantly prove it to prove yourself. Yeah, that energy is someone who always has something to prove. Yeah, so maybe you try to prove it by being daddy energy to your partner. Yeah, to like, oh, yes, I'm worthy. I can provide. Right? I need to be the provider. I need to show that I can do it, that I'm capable, that I'm a man. Or maybe your way to prove is you go hyper-independent. I need to be strong. I need to figure it out all alone. Yeah, fear of seeming weak. I don't need help. I need to prove I'm capable and able. I'm a man, right? Or even that energy of like, a more subtle needing to prove your masculinity, yeah? I'm going to put other people down and make them small so that I feel bigger, so that I prove my masculine prowess. Yeah. Now, if you don't have a masculine figure in your life that values you and respects you or is present and supports you, yeah, you may also feel that competitive nature with other men. Versus allies. You know why? Because the first figure in your life that should have been an ally viewed you as competition. And that's also a dynamic that can happen with father-son relationships. Yeah, non-conscious ones. And so you then in turn view other men as a competition. You have a harder time relating with other men. Yeah, someone might say something that might be disrespectful, and instead of expressing it, working through it, it's like, ooh, fuck, like it's a competition now. You want to go there? Yeah, let's fight. That kind of energy. I want to see if there's anything else there before we transition to women. Okay, that feels complete for now. Women, yeah? If you had a father that was disrespectful to you, or absent, or didn't give you much love, yeah? That can also manifest in many different ways. Now, one way it can be is you can go the route of hyper-independence as well. You can go the route of, I'm not allowing myself to receive. I don't even know how to receive. I'm so disconnected from my own femininity because my own father, yeah, didn't see me as a feminine being. They didn't treat me with tender love and care. So you actually may skew more masculine in a way that is disempowering, unhelpful for your growth. And that you might behave in ways that are combative. You might be hardened. Yeah. Or this feeling like I need to fight for what I want. Yeah. It's a harsh world out there. You'll also have mistrust for the masculine as a collective. Yeah, resenting the masculine as a collective when that happens and you haven't worked with your healthy masculine, healing your masculine, healing your femme. Now, you will also, I will bring this up here, but I will also bring this up in another area. You also won't have safety around men. You probably won't feel safe. You won't actually trust men. And the masculine. Yeah, there's like a deep resentment for the masculine that will build up when you have a father figure that doesn't give you the love and attention that you need, that you want, or doesn't value you, or wasn't there. Yeah. Now, as a woman, this will also impact you because you will repress your own masculine. Yeah. And I just want to say, everybody, yeah, been there. I've repressed my own masculine. Yeah. And this is super, super common. So I want to normalize all of this stuff, yeah? So if you've experienced hyper-masculinity, yeah, in your close vicinity, yeah, you could repress your healthy expressions of your masculine, of your primal energy, yeah? So you won't maybe let you repress. Maybe you won't even let yourself feel your anger, your rage, yeah, your jealousy, your resentment in healthy ways and learn how to channel and alchemize it because maybe you experienced a very masculine figure in your life that felt destructive. So you repress those parts of you, yeah? And this happens for men too, yeah? Now, the other route is if the love was conditional, whether you're a man or a woman, yeah, you may become a people pleaser, yeah, to win that love, to not uphold your own boundaries. Now, when I spoke to the men, yeah, I said you might have to prove your masculinity through like being that daddy energy for your partners. Yes, I'm a provider. I'm really good at it. Please take me seriously. Trust my masculine. Now, on the opposite side, as a woman, you may seek that daddy energy. You may seek someone to take care of you in the way you may not have gotten taken care of. Yeah, constantly looking for that love from masculine figure. And that's when you don't work with your own masculine, of course, for both sides, right? It's important. One more dynamic, and we'll also speak to this dynamic as we switch when we go into the mother wound in the next episode. Another aspect of the father wound that can play out for women is, and this is something actually Bruce Lyon talks about, where he goes into, in such depth into these different quadrants that men and women, children can fall into as the young child gets to a certain age and they start to throw their sexual energy to the parent of the opposite sex and seeing how the parents navigate it. It's really fascinating. I highly recommend his work. Yeah. And so when that happens, yeah, if the father isn't conscious, or maybe he approves of her in, this is how Bruce talks about it, in the dark but not in the light. So if he runs sexual energy with the daughter or is more interested in aspects of her life, like maybe the romantic aspects, but not aspects that have to do with her hopes, her dreams, her goals, who she is in the world, yeah, who she wants to be in the world, who she is as a human being, then what happens is she may not value herself. Yeah. Instead, she's going to rely on her physical means for success. Yeah. Or learn how to hook men in with her sexual energy versus feeling valued from her accolades, from who she is in the world, how she shows up. So we covered, yeah, the father wound. We talked about the impacts from a cultural and societal perspective, yeah, from the patriarchy, from the system, yeah, the capitalistic society, from the system on men, yeah. And then we talked about how that father wound can impact both men and women. Now, to heal, yeah, from this father wound, both as men and women, we must come back to ourselves. We must come back to healing our own energies, the wholeness that we are, the divinity that we are, the love that we are. We must be our own inner masculine. Care for ourselves in the way that we need. Hold ourselves with safety and presence and approval of who we are. We also must have compassion, deep compassion for the figures of our lives who did the best that they could or who didn't know better or were also a product of their own traumas, experiences, and the system. Yeah, if we want to fully heal, it's essential to heal our energies, both energies. Yeah. Everything is within. It's an inside job, baby. And this is part of the journey. This is part of life. This is part of clearing the karma of relating. For seeing the mirrors and all, for we all are but the same. This is why my program is called Inner Union. Because if we want to fully heal, if we want to heal these wounds, if we want to heal ourselves, our own energies, be more balanced, have more empowerment and agency over our lives, we need to have inner union of our masculine and feminine energies, healthy masculine and feminine energies. We need to deprogram what we viewed masculine and feminine to be and reprogram and rewire healthy versions of these energies. It's essential so that we can have deep intimacy in life, deep connectedness, deep passion. I love this work so much. It lights me up so much because this is how we free ourselves. Thank you so much, beautiful souls, for tuning in to this week's episode of Divine Union. And please share this episode. Yeah, share it with someone whom you feel would enjoy it, find it interesting. This is how we heal the collective, the planet. Yeah. Open our perspectives, deepen in love among everybody in humanity. It's been such a pleasure. And I look forward to seeing you next week. And until then, may all your unions be divine.